Proclamation number 0390 of 27th of April, 1938. Precondition for the degree of maturity. Spirit of research. Dream. The Father's care. In this consecrated hour, the Spirit of God embodies in your bodily shell and reveals to you everything that you are destined to receive today. You do indeed believe, and it is wise of you to persevere in the will of the Lord. But for the experience of everything spiritual, for the complete penetration into the creation of God, a degree of maturity is a condition, which you must strive for daily, in order to sooner gain this great grace, to be initiated by the Lord into the miracles of the heavenly kingdom. So today you will be given an explanation of how you can acquire this degree of maturity, and what everything is necessary to meet the demands of the Lord and Savior, who distributes His grace immeasurably to those who long for Him. You shall not lack His power, therefore follow our instruction and turn trustfully daily to Him for His support, that He may strengthen your faith, your power of love, your humility, and last but not least, beg Him for His mercy, because without this, your struggle is too hard. To the researching spirit, the reaching of this degree of maturity is only possible to a limited degree. It does not strive in the heart, but begins its work intellectually and can only have success, if it has besides this a pious heart, which looks in the universe for the Father, in His heart. But to leave aside all intellectual desire to recognize and only deep in the heart struggle for the possession of true fatherly love. And from this arises deeply humble faith and make an effort to do everything out of intimate love what is pleasing to the Heavenly Father. That brings you into that state in which the light ignites you and will shine so brightly that you feel and recognize the Spirit of God in your hearts. So the Lord by far prefers that you place yourselves under His protection, so that He can now work in you according to His will, rather than that you try to acquire a rigid knowledge through research in remote areas, but with which you neither delight the Divine Father nor bring yourselves into a spiritually mature state. You will achieve much more and that much more effortlessly if you are aware of your helplessness. For the Father in heaven considers all who feel poor in spirit. To these He brings His gifts unmeasured. And the abundance of these gifts ensures the spiritual knowledge to a high degree. For your striving on earth, the Lord will grant you grace as well, but it should be in your will to accept it. He will make your gaze wander in a dream to that land, and you will be assigned a task there, which you may or may not be able to fulfill. A heartfelt prayer for enlightenment sent to the Lord that you may find strength to choose and desire what is right. Your heart may well hesitate in your concern for the welfare of your fellow man, but do not think of earthly worries. Let concern for eternity always come first. In such hat, in the protection of the Father, you leave yours behind. But if you find in the work of your soul such a blessing-filled, deeply satisfying activity that all other earthly worries are tiny compared with the spiritual riches that you reap, you go the right way. Let it be enough for you. The Father cares for all those who commend His true children to Him. How then should He leave you in distress if you strive to serve Him? And only Him. With all His love fervor He will embrace you and be balm to your heart in earthly woe. But you must love Him in the first place and willingly give up everything else for Him, because you receive it tenfold and a hundredfold again from His hand, what you have sacrificed for His sake. So pray and wrestle without ceasing, that you may receive the highest blessing and be allowed to see the infinitely beautiful bliss prepared for you by your Heavenly Father. He alone can give you the most glorious thing, If you only love him alone and are able to willingly separate from what is dearest to you on earth, and then the Spirit of God fills you and guides you, and then you reach the highest degree of maturity, which enables you to look into the glory of God. Amen.